Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are back to cover what happened in game week 29, look ahead what's going on for the fixtures in game week 30, and indeed 31, which we're going to say right now is a blank game week. We're going to be talking about that a lot later on, as well as going for anything you've tweeted in, and of course, the quiz at the end, and looking forward to the next fixtures. And obviously, we're doing our regular top 10 rundown, of which I'm not really a part of. But we'll start, as we always do, looking through the fixtures. First up with Leicester playing Stoke. 1-1, the early Saturday kickoff. 1-1. Thomas.
So every week, we have a little section called Any Other Business, where people point out mistakes we've made. I think this week was a record, because you started by saying that last week was actually game week 29 when it was 28.
What, I said that last week?
No, you just said that now.
Did I?
We'll just look back at 29, look forward to 30, and then 31. So,
look back at 28. Do you know what I mean? They're just numbers.
Look back at 28. It's just the sort of thing that people tweet us, don't they?
Yeah, they will tweet that, Toffins. Definitely. But we could have pretended it was like a little Easter egg for them.
Oh, a little Easter egg.
Easter egg. Yeah, topical. You're not allowed to call them that anymore.
But it's nearly Easter. It's also nearly Mother's Day as well. I had an interesting conversation with my missus about it, because obviously we're relatively new parents. She only had like one Mother's Day before. And we were talking about Mother's Day, and she said... on Mother's Day, you know, I want to do something quite nice. And I went, well, what happens on Father's Day? And, you know, I said, you know, is it like my birthday? Do I get a blowjob? And she said to me, she went, yeah, I'm not your mother. What? And I just looked at her and we both sort of realised that it was like, so it's like, well, that is wrong on so many levels. Firstly, right, does that mean that you give your dad a blowjob on Father's Day? Ah, and then secondly, I don't want to even think about the other one.
That is Tom's thoughts on Leicester versus Stoke.
And that's 2 minutes in!
On the plus side, Tom, is bloody Shaqiri scored for Stoke, and you love that guy.
I like Shaqiri.
Yeah.
Who apparently looks like me. I'm not having it.
I have. We've been told that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, getting emails.
It does explain
from women.
The lack of blowjobs.
Women, two different women have emailed
us.
We never get women email us saying, "I look like Shaqiri." I don't think that's a good thing. I thought, oh, hang on, because obviously when we first got it, I might not have been completely familiar with what he looked like. Looked him up. Furious. Absolutely furious. Tiny little fella.
Yeah.
And as we've established, I'm 5'9", same height as Mo Salah. We did that.
Yeah. Well, jury's out on the 5'9" thing. But
yeah, I don't think so.
Shaqiri got a goal. Joe Allen assist. Mark Albright an assist. And an own goal by Jack Butland. Now, I don't know how many people own him. I don't have him. But it's not often you get a goalkeeper own goal. You must be livid.
Becky's got him in her team because his name's...
Becky, your wife.
Yeah. Her wife. Because his name's Butland.
Butland.
Why not?
Is she still going with... Because obviously, we spoke about this like 4 seasons ago. When we first started, she picked an entire team of people that have stupid names.
Yeah, comedy names.
Has she still got that? Or she
I think she's
got a few,
league.
Just peppering them in. Just
it's only
them
when you remove little... yourself from football a little bit, you go, yeah, that is a silly name, isn't it? Like, it's only when you do
the way
it.
She says
well,
it.
I've never... Butland sounds perfectly good, but Butland.
A land of butts sounds like a Rick and Morty episode.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm taking you to Butland.
Well, that sounds like
terrible.
Your, that sounds like your dad on Father's Day.
Prison, yeah. Prison. It's Father's Day in prison. Every day. And I'm your father. That sounded like Duke Nukem, didn't it?
All of it weird.
Can I just say 3 goals in 3 for Shaqiri?
Yeah.
7 bonus points from a possible 9. We have to put some stats in, otherwise we're just talking about Duke Nukem raping people. Butland, though, he did get the own goal, but he still got 3 bonus points.
Yeah, he did,
that's mental.
Which only goes to prove he's 2.3% pick, so not too many people were hit by that. But, you know, we're going to talk bonus points a bit later on because we had a few tweets about it. But that says it all. A guy scores an own goal and manages to get 3 bonus points. Where, like, What do you do? How do you account for this? It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense.
That's where you step in, Ash.
Yeah, if he's a... It wasn't really fair, though. It's like he didn't dribble it round someone and score an own goal. It, like, hit him as he was trying to save
it. No, I know, but still, like, if you lose a lot of points for that, I suppose you've got to separate what bonus points are and what their fantasy performance is, because bonus points is actually the only part of the FPL game that's based on their performance.
Yeah, like
you could
statistics.
Score two goals and have a terrible game, but you do really well in a fantasy week. So I guess it is that in between of draft scoring and fantasy scoring, isn't it?
Yeah, it does sort of is a bit stupid where somebody scores a hat trick or whatever, or a couple of goals, and they automatically get the three bonus points because it's way too heavily.
Yeah.
Whereas if someone has like a super awesome game, way, though, like De Bruyne.
If someone scores a hat trick or scores two goals, they're going to get man of the match if it's on Sky Sports, even though they might not be the best player of the game. They might have just scored a couple of goals.
Definitely.
Bournemouth, Newcastle.
I think,
sorry, mate.
Before we carry on, I think it's interesting that Mahrez is back playing.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Looking good, I think.
Did he play the full 90, did he?
Think he did, yeah.
Because again, it was like the start of the season when he was playing really well, and I said quite expertly, he's clearly playing for himself. He's playing to get signed. He didn't get signed. He's probably thinking, shit, a City now not interested, you know?
Well, they're definitely not interested. He's played the full 90, and City, his opportunity was Leroy Sané being injured. Yes. Was his opportunity, who's now back anyway. But in the summer, there's no way with all the wealth of, like, bearing in mind how good City have been and what they're going to do in, we don't know how well they're going to do this year overall in Europe and stuff, but there's no way they now look around Europe going, well, yeah, maybe Riyad Mahrez.
The little fella that we couldn't get.
They're potentially building they're trying to build a Barcelona style, you know, dynasty of football. There's no way Mahrez fits into that, and I don't think his kicking and screaming is going to help him at all anyway, to be honest.
I think he'll still be looking. I mean, he wants out, doesn't he? And he feels he deserves better, so he's going to play.
He'll go.
He's a little arse.
It's mental that they were. I think he's really good. I think he'd be perfect for City, but
I just don't think
it's mental that
they need him.
It's mental that a little while ago they were talking about him going to Roma for 30 million, and then in the summer it was like Man City for 90, like over the winter. I think they do. They have got a really small squad. It's really thin.
I have no doubt they'll strengthen. Like they'll go out and sign big, but I don't think it'll be Mahrez. I think they'll go
bigger.
They don't
really spend like big cash on people, really.
They'll go big. I don't know where Mahrez will go, but I'd like him to stay in the Premier League because I like him as a player. But
I could see him going to like a Liverpool. They were interested. When Arsenal were interested and linked with him at one point. Whether he'd go there, I don't know, but we'll get to that.
He wouldn't go there, mate.
I think he probably preferred playing in the Champions League.
Yeah. He also doesn't it's in his contract that he doesn't like playing on Thursdays. So that's no good. That's no good for him. Bournemouth played Newcastle. Newcastle kind of starting to get themselves towards the top half, were 2-0 up and threw it completely away. Dwight Gayle getting two goals after I kind of publicly said that I didn't think Dwight Gayle would have that good a season.
Well, I mean, it's not that Dwight Gayle's had a very good season. It's because, obviously, you were on TalkSport, for anyone who doesn't know, with Andrew Butler from Dream Team.
Butland.
Yeah. Butler. Ooh, Butler. No, it doesn't work. Doesn't always work. And you said that you thought Tammy Abraham would have a better season than Dwight Gayle. They said Dwight Gayle would have a better season. And then we had a little word with him on Twitter. And I think the current stakes are... Is it a bag of tangerines and a stapler?
Absolutely. That's exactly what the stakes are.
The Sun Dream Team brackets Dwight Gayle. I think I said Marcus Gayle again a minute ago, didn't I?
He did used to play for Wimbledon.
I keep going to say it.
Yeah.
He's got 5 and the Gaffer Tapes / Tammy Abraham 4 goals. Yeah. So it is close.
Abraham's been out for a little bit, so I'm still confident that it'll pay off. But
I think so. It'll be close, certainly.
He's very low. It wasn't a great one for fantasy owners. Adam Smith, Dan Gosling, and then Dwight Gayle scoring 2. Iosi Perez, Ake, Lewis. It was a pretty disastrous game for fantasy because no one was really owning any of them, and really disastrous for Newcastle fans.
Because I didn't know. I took my little boy out to a place, Gulliver's Land. Milton Keynes.
I'm aware.
Do you know Gulliver's Land?
I do know Gulliver. I've never been, but I'm aware of Gulliver's Land. I like to keep my hand in children's tourism destinations around the country.
You like to keep your hand in children. Keep that to yourself, baby. took him there, and I checked Twitter, and we got 3 tweets from Dream Team FC saying that it was a goal for Dwight Gayle. If you know, you know. They copied us in there. Then they said, goal, Dwight Gayle with a second. Oh, unbelievable. And then they said 5-5, right?
Yeah.
Question mark. Because, and coming on to the next game, we thought that everyone thought Tammy Abraham had scored in the Swansea game. Yeah. Turns out he didn't.
No, he was credited with an assist, but no goal for him, sadly. Although I don't think he's very owned anymore. Jordan Ayew's obviously the more owned now, but yeah, Abraham's back.
Mistake.
Fit, starting in the cup tonight as we record this. It's still not a mistake to have Jordan Ayew because he's there to enable other players. We always say this. And he still
just hasn't paid off.
He's still starting games. It hasn't paid on the last three games, no. But you know, Swansea got to do it now. They've actually been playing very well. Brighton new signing Lacadia scored. Knockhart scored, who was a tip for many pre-season.
Every pre-season team that I was seeing, every first draft, they had Knockhart.
We talked about this on TalkSport as well. Actually, if he was like a lot of as you would call the hipster choice, Tom. So a lot of people who sort of down the pub were going, yeah, you want to keep an eye out for this Anthony Knockhart character. Like, as if it was like a, you know, anyone who watched any Championship football knew he was one of the standouts of the league. But
like tipping that guy who plays for Fulham at the minute, Ryan Sessegnon.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be the same sort of going, you want to keep an eye out for, yeah, we know who he is, mate. He's excellent. Like, you know.
Like Denmark in the World Cup.
Belgium, but yeah,
Belgium. No. The new hipster picks Denmark, guys. But you want to get...
But the real tip, looking at it was looking at Glenn Murray, who has got another two goals.
He scored his 9th and 10th goals of the season, if you don't mind me saying.
Which, bearing in mind, we're entering friendly season. That's not a time of year where we all just are nice to each other. In terms of internationals, he should be called up.
Like, he should. Kane, Sterling, and Vardy are top three, other than
Murray's now joined Rooney on 10, but obviously Rooney's retired from international football anyway, and isn't a striker. But when you take into account, I'm not saying Murray should go to the World Cup, but if you've scored 10 goals in the Premier League at the moment, if you're in the top four English players in the league scoring-wise, you deserve a friendly. And then when you add to that Murray's particular speciality, he's probably got the best penalty record in the Premier League. Like, he's an unbelievable penalty taker.
Yeah.
I just looked up Brighton's fixtures for the end of the season.
Yeah.
To see if he could make a little run for it.
Yeah.
Not so good. They've got Arsenal, Everton, then blank, then Leicester, Huddersfield, Palace, then Spurs, Burnley, United, Liverpool, City.
Well, that's a terrible end. But until now, up to 33, game week 33, that's all right.
But
if you get one of their players in your squad, so maybe he'll score. But I mean, say if you've picked him up now, you'd have Arsenal, then Everton, then a blank, then Leicester. Huddersfield are good.
It's not awful.
It's fucking Everton terrible.
Well, he's 5.7 million, but he's scored 10 goals as to now. So even if he ends this season on 13 or 14, bearing in mind he takes penalties, 13 or 14 goals as a 31-year-old for Brighton, like...
And he's only 3.1% picked. Do you know what? I looked at him because he's only 5.7 mil. But you boys were like, yeah, old off because he might go down. Might end up, you know, off in the old...
I don't know what any of that means, and that's the problem, Tom. That's always been the problem.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Wasn't he going to potentially
He got done for a tax bill. He got done for tax evasion. But I honestly
think... We have a lot of listeners now. I have to be careful what I say. That's why I was doing the motion.
I didn't know what that meant. It was either a chicken or a cockney. So...
Cockney chicken.
The Cockney chicken. It's a cartoon character.
Good idea.
But yeah, write that down. But yeah, if he scores 13, 14 goals, only England wouldn't pick... I said this, I know we're off topic slightly, but Kane, Sterling and Vardy make up three of the top five scorers in the Premier League this year, all English. Any other country in the world, make sure that's your front three for the World Cup, one way or another, whether it fits them or not. Like, you'd make that work. But we won't, and we won't give Murray a cap, and we'll play Welbeck, and we'll ask Andy Cole to come out of retirement so he can miss a few. And fucking Les Ferdinand will arrive in a helicopter and we'll go out of the group stages. Bollocks, mate.
Right. I think last minute Rooney playing centre-back.
Do you know, I guarantee you, they say there'll be a headline in about mid-May where they talk about, is it time to try and coax Wayne Rooney out of international retirement?
No, Lampard.
You don't need to.
And that'll be it.
Yeah, that's what it'll be. It'll be something like that.
When you've got...
Why do you need to, mate? Look, there's other players available.
Well, and they're only going to... The player with the Glenn Murray type role we're talking about, whether it be Glenn Murray or Andy Carroll plays for 7 minutes and everyone gets excited, Like, if it's any of them, we're talking about a guy who's going to come off the bench for 12 minutes, for 18 minutes. So, like, why not? But, you know, it's a different subject. But anyway, two goals for him. But like Ash says, his running's pretty horrendous. Burnley drew 1-0 with Southampton, and Gabby Adini scored. Long lost Gabby Adini. I thought he was going to be on surprise, surprise. We haven't seen him for that long.
Well, I had Gabby Adini for a large portion of the start of the season, unfortunately. Yeah. Starts to come up with a goal now. Very rare goal for that lad.
Yeah.
Annoying. Because that amazing run that Southampton had at the start, and everyone was piling in. Gabby Adini, Bertrand, and the like.
Yeah. And four goals all season.
How many? Four, did you say, all season?
I think so, yeah. Goals scored, four. Four goals all season, which is what he scored last season, even though he's only a late addition to the squad.
Amazing, actually. I just realised. So there's been 28 games so far.
Correct.
And he's got 54 points.
Yeah, it's not great.
He literally would have just had to have started. Oh, he just played every game for the season.
But you know what? You'd like to say, yeah, but he's missed 12 games. He really hasn't. Like, he's missed some games, but in other of them, he's played 1 minute, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. He just hasn't been good enough in the game.
Well, he lost out to Charlie Austin when Austin hit a bit of form, didn't he? And scored fucking, like, six goals in three games, and then we didn't hear anything from him again.
But if Shane Long is keeping you out of a side, like, then that's a problem. And they obviously went out and signed...
Has your missus got Shane Long in a... Long.
Yeah, because that spells slong when you put his initial and his surname together.
Oh, Schlong, Shane Long.
Right, should we transfer him in instantly?
Shane Long, that's a game week 29 transfer. Sorry, he must be called Schlong by the lads in the shower. If he's got a big knob, or even if he hasn't, if he's got a tiny one, Schlong, say it ironically.
My favourite.
Make him feel bad about it.
My favourite football nickname, which is quite subtle. There's always the famous ones. You know, like Fitz Hall was called One Size.
That's nice.
So that's good, right?
That's good. Yeah.
And then, do you remember? Oh, you probably don't, but a Man City player before they got the money called Kiki Musampa. So he's a midfielder called Kiki, and his surname was Musampa, and his nickname was Chris.
Chris Musampa. That's lovely. That's so good.
How good's
that?
That's so good. Footballers.
I bet he didn't understand it as well.
No, probably not. Anyway, moving on. Liverpool beat West Ham 4-1. Goals from a couple of the usual suspects. Firmino, Salah, Mane and Emre Can getting a goal. And Mikel Antonio getting a goal for West Ham. That's obviously only a consolation.
Nice goal. He literally just walked on the pitch as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Annoyingly. That's a difference. He genuinely has been out from half of the season.
Yeah, he has.
And he's on the same amount of points as... mate, we're just talking about.
Yeah, yeah, of Gabby Dini. And he is I'm a big fan of Antonio. He was a guy who would, like, a year ago you'd have put money on him being in the England World Cup squad. I actually brought him in my draft format as soon as I saw his back fit, and he's got an assist and a goal in his last two games. I don't know what West Ham's run's like.
Not great.
Is it not? In that case, ignore me. Don't just enjoy his goal. Don't pick him for the love of God.
It's not awful.
But I mean, it's
next few, they're blanking in game week 31.
It's really difficult with that blank white.
That's half of everyone, man. That's half.
But I mean, like, you can't get. It's difficult to get someone in who's going to be blanking then. I think. But then again, that means he'll be double gaming. Although the bonus game will be against Man United, so
bonus double gamer.
That's it. I'll be no click blanking, mate. That's where we'll be at.
Blanking.
The always captain Salah argument kind of
all day long. Yeah. I think I'm doing it. I captained him last week. I know Craig did.
I finally just did because I thought I can't lose any more ground, even though I did.
And now
lose
I'm looking
more
again, and they're playing Newcastle coming up. I'm like, I'm leaving it on him. I ain't even moving that shit.
Yeah. Well, it got to a point where I lost ground on everyone, but thank God I captained Salah.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, so, I had a fucking shocking week so far.
So it is looking like I might just leave that armband on him for the whole season.
Cause... Oh, sorry, No, carry on. We're all right.
Oh, you're right, mate.
What?
No, I was just going to say, I think we forgot to talk about something. But we haven't got to Dunk yet, have we?
No, we've covered Dunk. We've covered Dunk.
Scored four fucking own goals this season. Just the four. I've had it for fucking ages.
I saw he scored an own goal. I forgot that he...
Yeah, just the four. Yeah. I've had him, I've had him all season pretty much. Yeah, I had him since he was so cheap, and then he got really expensive, and now he's getting really cheap again.
Who, Lewis
Young? Four goals.
Yeah, at one point, just before then, he had 6 points. He had six because they had the clean sheet. And I was like, and it's one of them where you're counting your points up and you're going, oh, well, I know I've got six for him. I've got it. Next thing, I look zero. I thought, how's he done that in 3 minutes? Scored his fourth goal of the fucking season.
Dunk's been a player I haven't been able to get rid of for a little while. And when we talked about championship players at the beginning of the season and on TalkSport again, I said I like Dunk as a player because he is a goal. He was a goal threat in the championship, but he's worth a booking. I couldn't have foreseen his goal record. Just while we're talking about Liverpool still, just to prove that we are a legitimate football podcast who can hold our own in the forum of football, I just want to read your notes here, Tom, when you say, who the goddamn tits is Andy Robertson?
Yeah, that's true. If they were like, oh, he's played really well. Another assist for Robertson. Yeah, looked him up. Really cheap. Three lots of 6 points in 4 weeks?
Yeah. It's only in the last, since about game week, I don't know, 16, 17, he's locked down the left back spot as his defending's getting better and better. But he's a very attacking left back. Oh. And obviously, Moreno was the alternative, so thank Christ he doesn't have to.
Is he in because someone's injured? Has he won a competition? Why is he there?
No, sorry, go on, Ash.
I was going to say, right, so he's playing left back, right?
Yeah.
And he is on 59 points.
Yeah. More than Gabby Adini.
Five more than Gabby Adini.
You've really got
Antonio.
It in for Gabby Adini, haven't you?
Yeah, but he's only basically, his first game was game week 15.
Yeah, before that he was filling in because I don't think they quite trusted him yet. He's signing from Hull. He's a Scottish player who's at Dundee United, went to Hull. And then Liverpool, obviously, Moreno out of nowhere had a good pre-season. Like, he played very well against Bayern Munich. He had a really good pre-season. And all of a sudden they thought, oh, shit, is he going to play? And then when he played and then Joe Gomez filled in a bit of left back. But they kind of trusted Robertson now. And the fans absolutely love him because he just runs all day.
He played amazing. I was looking, that's what I said. Who the goddamn tits is Gary Robertson? His name Gary Robinson?
No.
Mrs. Robinson? goddamn tits. Yeah,
he's only 4.8 million, which when you compare him to, like, even just comparing to other Liverpool defenders, Lovren's 5.3 and Matip's 5.4, and they're only 10 points ahead of him, and they've played nearly every game. So, he is worth looking at. But that
if
is
you want some
damn tits he is.
If you want some coverage for the blank game week, they've got Palace or Watford. Over the blank game.
Yeah,
so if you're gonna
Liverpool,
so if you're looking for a player,
you
can
never
play
get
then.
Liverpool defender.
Yeah.
Until I saw Stuart Robinson there. Stu, get your tits in my team.
Now you're just naming neighbours characters.
Is it? I thought that.
Paul Robinson, and if he's not running Lassiter's, he's doing
Alf
great
Robinson.
down the left for Liverpool.
Yeah.
So Liverpool beat West Ham 4-1. We'll let Ash off on that one because he kind of saw that drubbing coming. West Brom, Huddersfield got a great away win against West Brom.
Toadfish scored.
Toadfish.
Toadfish scored.
Cousin of, what was his name? 3-2-1, the original fish, Stonefish. Toadfish, Stonefish and Tad.
Well, there you go. Toadfish. Good to know. You really are derailing us now.
Mabels.
Goals for Dawson, Van La Parra and Mounier. West Brom Huddersfield, a pretty uninspiring game. Watford beat Everton 1-0 in what the press were calling the worst Premier League game ever.
Oh, so we had an unofficial Patreon poker night. So some of the Patrons got together and we played poker.
And poked each other.
Me and Craig weren't invited.
Yeah, because you don't subscribe, unlike me, who subscribes.
Do you subscribe? No, thanks for support.
So we watched for the first hour or so. We watched Watford Everton. It was pretty good.
was it that bad?
It was literally the worst.
I'm told it's one of the worst Premier League games ever to have been televised.
Well, I was saying, if you're a Watford fan, it's like you go, they win, and Deeney scores. It's like the whole Watford package. They must have been well happy with it.
Everything.
Well, if it's your club, like whenever Hart's like. Of our manager now, actually, it's his second stint. And people always say, oh, he plays boring football and you win 1-0. And it's like, yeah, it's rubbish for you, mate, but I love it. Like, I don't care.
We're winning 1-0.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Of course you
I don't care. Like, we've won, it's fine. Ash is kind of the opposite of that. He hated Allardyce, even though he got results. But
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're winning, but it's boring. I'd rather lose 8-0. You're seeing 8 goals there. Come on!
Spoken like a true Arsenal fan, yeah?
Yeah.
And then the Sunday games, Palace versus Spurs. Again, not a thriller, but Spurs just nicked it in the 88th minute.
Again, that's another 1-0 win for Spurs. They did it against Arsenal. Harry Kane goal, just enough. They're doing just enough and it's
in. It's cheating, isn't it, Tom? It's just cheating.
It is cheating in a way. If you're going to win, win properly. Win or lose. Simple as that. One or the other.
An Ericsson corner, a Kane header. Very good header, should
say. I brought Ericsson in myself, actually. Looking for Spurs coverage during the blank game week.
The blankety blank. Look at you.
Got him in. Got rid of Pogba at last. Didier Pogba. Got rid of him.
About time.
Saw the last of him and brought in a little Ericsson, which is nice. Well, for me, yeah. Little assist.
Well, yeah, got points in the end, even though I'm sure a lot of Kane captainers were pretty nervous as that game was
going
on.
You captain Kane, didn't you, Ash?
I did captain Kane.
Not the worst decision, but...
No, not as good as...
Not as good as Salah. Always captain Salah.
Yeah.
Always captain Salah or Walcott, exactly.
I know, and Salah... was playing at home and is a midfielder.
So I know, I thought that. For some reason,
I thought they were playing at West Ham. And I thought, West Ham, we'll sit back. It's not going to be as bad.
Either way, they battered them, so it's all worked out fine. Man United beat Chelsea 2-1. I think a result not a few of us didn't see coming. Willian scoring. We talked about him before saying all we need is the kind of nod to know that Willian's going to start games and regularly.
I've wanted to bring him in. Kidney Rob's got Willian.
I think
always moans about it, but then that's it, I'm getting rid of him next game week, he'll produce.
Well, but even then, when you look at his league games, he started and played the 90 against Man U. 10 minutes against West Brom, 33 minutes against Watford, and nothing against Bournemouth. So you're like,
He hit the post twice, didn't he?
Yeah, he had so many shots. I think he had something like 5 or 6 shots, which doesn't sound like a lot when you're playing, like, you know, 5-a-side of your mates. But in a Premier League game, that's a lot of shots. Yeah. So, like, it is a bit frustrating because I want to bring him in. I really want to, but what can you do?
Yeah. Lukaku scores his 13th goal of the season. To put that into perspective, Harry Kane has scored 12 in 10 games.
And it's his first goal, as the media kept saying, against top 6 or 8 opposition.
Yeah, mental. Whereas Jamie Vardy has scored against fucking all of them.
All season, crazy. Actually, sorry. It's his first one against that. And Lingard, who everyone unanimously, universally dropped about
everyone
a week
got rid
or two
of him.
Ago.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
You did, I know. I saw that you did, yeah. I think it will just be a bit of a flash in the pan. Was it? Splash in the pan.
He's not done too bad the last 5.
No, that is a guy who will be going to the World Cup. Gareth Southgate absolutely loves him.
Yeah.
But
Lingard? Is he in your wife's take? Lingard? Sort of
I don't think so.
Sounds like Shingard.
Have you seen, I did tweet this, have you seen Lingard's girlfriend?
No, and do you know what? I know you tweeted this. Why have you seen her?
I don't know. I just saw it because I flicked through our Twitter and it's just football Twitter, isn't it? So someone posted a tweet of Lingard, or retweeted Lingard, like cuddling up to his girlfriend on Twitter. She's so attractive. It's ridiculous. She's so attractive. It actually annoyed me. That's a weird thing, isn't it? Like, it actually annoyed. Like, I kept looking at it and getting annoyed. I was like, she's so attractive. it just made me hate him. And he was wearing a hat backwards with Jay Ling's on it. And that, got
what
no time
your,
for
what
it.
Would yours be? What would your cap be? You'd be T-Hom's.
T-Ho.
How is this?
T-Ho! Like that, and that would be like my little call.
If you Google...
Jesse Lingard's wife, girlfriend.
If you... Jesse Lingard's girlfriend.
Yeah.
The first article... Is a
gaffer
tape, Arsenal fan page.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not Emirates Gary going, I think she's beautiful. She's beautiful, she is. Yes. We'd love to serenade her.
Imagine
that.
What rhymes with J-lings? We'll get there in a minute. It's fine.
Railings. I'd like to do you up against the railings. J-lings.
Now you made it
come
sound
sailing
like,
on the yacht.
You almost did it to the tune of Dolly Parton, Jolene. J-lings.
Oh, that's the next one. J-lings. Let's get him signing for Arsenal. We've got that song.
That's right. I get the feeling Emirates Gary's the kind of guy that might change allegiances.
Yeah. Oh, turn up with a fucking United hat on, sat in exactly the same place.
Singing to the terraces. And then weirdly, we've still got Arsenal City to play again, which is basically Arsenal fans' recurring nightmare right now because they were so utterly dismantled.
It was embarrassing. To be fair, the first half,
I mean, even City played shit.
But you have to play to the standard of your opposition, don't you?
Yeah, obviously we don't cover domestic cup football, but it's worth talking about for like 30 seconds at least. Gary Neville absolutely went to town on Arsenal.
Had a meltdown, didn't he?
Why does everyone give a fuck about what Gary Neville thinks?
Because you have to listen to him whilst you're watching
Why do you give a shit? Everyone's going, oh, Gary Neville said this. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, because you probably watched it on mute or didn't watch it because it's not...
I listened to it, but I listened to it on BBC Radio 5 Live where Gary Neville doesn't work. Well, he's not employed there within.
Exactly.
Radio 5 Live won't quite have seen Granit Xhaka walking back towards his own goal as Man City made it 2-0 in a cup final.
It was bad, though, Ash, wasn't it?
It was well over the top. It's like
it was bad. Yeah.
It wasn't very professional, I didn't think.
What, of Gary Neville?
Yeah, I mean, of
Neville.
Yeah, both of them.
You know, Neville wasn't playing.
It wasn't very professional of Granit Xhaka.
I thought both of them. Like,
but those some of those players had just given up at 1-0.
Yeah.
But they've just got nothing. They've got no... Everything I'm going to say is cliched, and the fact that I'm not shouting it into a camera and shouting fam every three words,
but
I am essentially an Arsenal fan TV boy right now.
It is unprofessional what Gary Neville said. Like, calling them spineless on national telly and stuff was a bit bad, but he was right. They were proper, like, they were pathetic.
During Liverpool's destruction of the Hammers, I did think that Liverpool, basically, in 3 years, Klopp's turned them into what Arsenal were trying to be for the last 20.
For the last 20?
Well, how many years is it since you've done anything? Well, the last 10, then. Definitely.
It's 15. I'll give you 10. 15 now, to be fair. But like, Jack Wilshere had the audacity to go on Instagram saying, oh, do you know what? Yesterday was hard, but first goal was a foul, second one was offside. It's like, mate, you weren't even in the same match. Like, Man City had 2-3 more gears to go up. Like, if Arsenal had scored at 2-0, City would have gone, right, come on then, boys. They'd have knocked another couple in. It was easy. So for Wilshere to come out and be like, well, it's a bit unfair. It's like, come on, Jack.
They're just not in the same league.
They're not in the same league, and that's fine.
Yeah, like, it's just like Arsenal are just a Europa League team. It's just
Loads of teams aren't in the same league as City. That's fine. That happens.
We're in the same league, mate. 19 other teams in the same league as them, quite literally. Premier League, we're sixth. 5 places below them, so do your maths.
After that, we can look forward to that end of the game week. Most of us have a mixture of Otamendi, Aguero, all those kind of people to play. People have still got two players to play, so probably not much changing in the league, is there really going to be?
Should we do the top 10 so far?
Let's do it, top 10 so far. So in 10th place, we've got A, B, C, D, E, F, C, Andrew Duckworth. In 9th place, Luke Barlow. In 8th place, it's Rob Holland. In 7th place, it's Better Call Salah, Karim Selim. In 6th place, it's George Michael's Tackle. In 5th place, Cruise Control. In 4th place, it's Clifty's Middling 11, Steve Clift. In 3rd place, it's Darren Carroll with Ultimate Fitness, definitely an advert for his CrossFit gym. In 2nd place, it's Grant Murphy with Fleeto. And in 1st place, it's Joe Stone, up to 1st, for fuck's sake. Ake, are you blind?
That is the same top 10, just constant.
They're pretty much owning that top 10 right now. But it's for the top 4, there's only 9 points separating 1st to 4th, so it's very much all to play for in that top 5.
That's pretty good. But obviously, by the time that, you know, the end of the week, it's going to be all change, isn't it? We've still got...
All change.
Arsenal players, City players to go.
Yeah.
Trey Interessant. And just very quickly, our positions... so far, likely to change, but not to change too much, I wouldn't have thought. Ash, 18th in the Gaffer Tapes League, no click wanker.
Hello.
Still smashing it, mate. Still smashing it. Big leap between you and the People's Champ. Everyone's favourite, Big T-Dog, Big T-Money. T-Ho! 494th. Craig, 721st. We've all three of us have got Otamendi and Sterling to play. I've got Aguero and Ash has got Monreal. So me and Ash got 3.
Yeah, it's
Craig's
a problem.
Just got
I finally
Sterling.
Transferred out Aguero this week.
Did you? You slag.
It's a problem for me. I don't know what to do anymore.
No, I don't. I'm scared. I'm worried. Can we call it a truce? Can we just be nice to each other? Well, whoever loses.
The only
just so
thing,
the pressure's off.
The only thing I have is that I have all my chips.
Yeah. Oh, no. I know. You're like a greedy schoolboy with all your chips. In your mucky little paws, aren't you? I've got one. And he's lonely and he's in there. He's scared.
And he's salty.
He's scared. He's so salty.
At the Patreon poker night, there was, as I've rebranded it,
You had chips, didn't you?
Yeah. There was a fair old mention of Tom's. Oh, see, I told you. You don't have to captain him on a double game week. You can just captain him whenever you want.
Yeah.
No, I'm just stating facts.
That'll be when
just stating nonsense.
Just stating facts.
When a university, probably a former polytechnic, does a fantasy sports degree, that'll be one of the subject areas, Tom's dissertation on.
Oh, if you look at some people's Twitter bios, mate, you'd think that it fucking was. Some prick out there calling himself a double game week guru. Someone like official FPL legend and shit like that. I think, behave, you fucking boffin.
It's probably one of the latest accounts, like FPL Charlie Sheen or something.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, FPL sandwich, a picture of a fucking sandwich. I'm the cheese and ham between the scorecards.
And you can get our filling on our podcast next week. Yeah,
that's all better.
Right, coming up in part two, as always, we'll have our little social media section and any other business where you tell us all the things we got wrong over the course of the week. And then in part three, we'll have a bit more of a chat about the blank game week that's coming up, as well as looking ahead to the next set of fixtures for game week 29. I got it right this time. And the latest installment in a very, very close Tom versus Ash, where they're going to have to decide what they know and what they don't know. Interesting. All that coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Pretty in-depth first part. We actually went through some interesting stuff. And now we get to go for stuff you've actually asked us. So in the social segment, starting as we always do with a few cheeky Facebook questions.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
Thank you very much. We should, you know what, every now and then we should explain that was a listener sent in jingle.
We did a little competition, didn't we? And we said, whoever does the best one wins. I can't remember. I think we give him...
It's probably like a car or something.
Yeah.
Probably. I think it's a car. Is it a Lamborghini?
Yeah.
It might be a Lamborghini.
It might have been a car shaped like a badger. I'm not sure. Yeah. It was something like that. But we went through a bit of a phase where, because Dom Monaghan kept sending us voice clips, everyone kept sending us voices. And we got a little jingle competition going. So if you're wondering, where did we get such high production value and you're a new listener, that could be you. Think of a weird feature. Send in a jingle. We'll forget to play it now and then, but you know that's jammy.
Yeah, we are going to revamp a few things. If you want to send us something in,
we've got some exciting new features for next season. So there will be opportunities for you to make jingles so that we don't have to.
Yeah, send some weird. We haven't had weird stuff sent in for a while.
We're going to do some really weird features next season.
Yeah.
The actual results. Yeah. Some stats.
Announcing players' names correctly.
That's it.
My God. To be fair, I did eat a Wham bar live on air last week, which a lot of people won't know because I heard a fact that only 30% of people listen to an entire podcast and something mental like 70% only listen to the first... What? No, I'm not going to say the other way. Like, 70% don't. No.
And next season is Tom Does Maths.
Like Rachel Riley. Rachel
Ricketts. Oh my God, that was amazing.
No, that's what I was going to say. No, and then I had something, it was something else, like another stat, like 70% only listen to like the first 15 minutes or something.
Desperately thinking of something, anything.
No, it's true. And that's why I was really conscious to like, maybe I'll say the thing about like the blowjob.
No, and to be fair, apparently of most podcasts, 56% of most podcast listeners are men. And 44% are
Well, that's being gender, you know, sexist or something. Because what about all the others? I sexually identify as a helicopter. couldn't think of anything.
You couldn't
think of anything.
You couldn't.
Well, anyway, helicopter. That's quite weird.
Should we do a Facebook question?
I don't know, probably.
Why not? I hope the first question is, what does Tom sexually identify as?
Exactly. If you could be an air vehicle, you know, go for it.
Go for it, Craig.
Okay.
Get at me, old son.
Richie Rich Phillips, RP.
Richie?
I'm actually captaining Salah until the end of the season. Like you said, you're welcome, Richie. So much sense. Just need to sort out my defence. It's been so inconsistent. Can you suggest a decent couple of defenders less than 5.5 million? Thanks, guys.
Liverpool have got this defender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who the goddamn titsy is.
Big Darren Jenkinson. What's his name? Richardson. Big Barry Richardson.
I think it's Darren Rushton.
Big Paul Rushton.
Can you actually name him?
Oh, Lasseter's. Lasseter's, isn't it? But Harold Bishop.
So you could have Andy Robertson is one of the answers.
Robertson. Luke Carpenter.
If you sort the defenders by like under 5.7 million as is, the tops, Maguire is the top 5.5 million. Then Mawson is still the next highest on 94 points. But I guess you want to look for the players who haven't scored that many points for the season, so won't come up on that search, but actually now are...
Now in form.
Yeah, or getting game time like Robertson. So Trippier would have been tempting, but now Aurier's back and kind of playing in
parts. That's so annoying.
So Robertson is a good shout, but is there anyone else?
Talking of runs in, Leicester have got a very good run.
Yeah.
They've got one of the best runs. Tottenham have got a decent run over the next five game weeks.
It depends what...
And they're playing in a blank game week. West Brom are playing in the blank game week. Obviously, though, they are dog shit and bottom of the table. But they've got a nice run as well.
Depends what your...
Whatever happened to bloody Macaulay? Whatever happened to Macaulay?
It depends what your strategy is for the blank and double game weeks.
Yeah.
If you're going to wildcard after the blank game week, then get somebody in, yeah, like Robertson, who's going to play in that week. Liverpool are playing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Got Watford. Or you could risk it with one of the West Brom defenders.
Yeah.
Like you were saying. You could, well, but I don't know who.
Salah. Do apologise. Hagazi.
No, it's pretty rough. Like Dawson, although, because they've got like really good fixtures coming up, but they concede every week, so maybe not the best.
Well, it leads us nicely, Ash, then, to say we'll keep answering Rich and answer Tony. Tony Marshall, big TN trademark, says, please talk about the blank game week then. He also says the Wambar bit in the last show is too funny. He is one of the 30%, Tom, and not the 70%.
He's one of the 30%. And we also got another tweet. I just realised we did get another tweet at one point that said something like they liked the fact that I was clearly almost choking to death and you two didn't even notice it.
I think we did. I'm sure we were applauding.
We were trying to professionally keep together an award-winning podcast, mate.
Stop saying it tastes like fannies. Stop saying fannies. And Craig was just being his normal self, just ploughing on and making the most of it, making it into an award-winning show.
If anything, yeah. But blank game week, Ash. What should people do? Just give them advice.
Come on.
Depends what you've got chip wise left. So the optimal strategy, although it's really difficult,
free hit for that blank week.
I think what most people would do is use your transfers between now and 31 to bring in players to flip
the squad. I've definitely been doing that.
Yeah, so you can try and get as many.
Have, mate.
Every transfer I do is someone who's not blank game week.
Yeah.
Out. With then someone blank game week in.
And then when you hit 32, wild card?
Yeah,
because you're going to have to rescue your team because it's going to be dog shit by then.
If you have a wild card.
Yeah, so then wild card.
I do indeed.
And then use your chips for the double game weeks that are coming up.
Yeah,
because you don't want to use a chip, like a free hit chip on a blank game week, because although it saves you a bit for that week, it's not as big a point as a double.
Unless you spin the other way, what you could do, I suppose, is you could set your team up for the double game week.
Mm.
So you could get all the players in, so instead of using your wild card, get all your players that are going to be playing in the double game week in now, so it gives you more weeks to do it. And then when you get to that 31, you're going to have nobody. Use your chip then.
Use your free hit.
Your free hit. Just bring to in change all it
for
chip. 1 week.
So you're already prepped for the double game week, but use your free hit to get yourself a blank game week.
If you haven't got your wild card to do it.
I've got a wild card, but I don't have a free chip.
I see.
Yeah. All I've got left is me bench boost, which I need to have for the double game. So when are we going to know when the double game week is and who is like? So is it that quite literally as easy as the teams that are blanking in game week 31 in the blank game week, they will be double game week in probably in 37. Is that correct?
Probably earlier than that because there's normally two double game weeks.
35 and 37.
It is normally.
Okay.
I guess it depends on what the rest of the cup fixtures, how they go.
Yeah,
as well.
I suppose because it's still ongoing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, cheers.
I like that. That was
good chat. Good Facebooking. Thanks, Rich and Tony.
Titch
and Roni. Let's do some other questions in a section that we like to call Tweets for My Tweet.
Who's asking?
Guys? Who is asking?
Tom Jenkins at Tucker Jenkins.
Sounds like a Grange Hill character.
No, but it was. From, what's his tits?
Oh, Todd Carty.
Tucker Jenkins.
Tuckarty.
He wasn't Tucker called Jenkins. Tucker Jenkins, was he?
Yeah, he was. He was. I know. I knew his spin-off show was called Tucker's Luck.
I knew he was called Tucker, but I didn't know he was called Tucker Jenkins.
Tucker Jenkins. Tom Jenkins, he is a patron of the podcast.
He is indeed, yeah.
Patron of the podcast. Let's mention Patreon very briefly, because that 70%, it's dwindling as we're going on. We've changed the structure of Patreon. Should we mention that now as the social
section?
I think
we mentioned it before, but you can... I think people should just know that they can become a Patreon.
Just become a patron.
Go to...
Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, .com/thegaffertapes.
And we actually do a bonus podcast that you can listen to, which is more sort of just we talk about anything and it's funnier.
I think we said, could we record it like a little 10 minutes before? We do a little 10 minutes before we record every show. And we always say that's better than the actual podcast. Well, so if you want to hear something better than this... Sign up to Patreon.com.
I think it's funnier, but there's less football talk. Bit more shambolic,
As a teaser, if you the next Patreon podcast that could be on the way, for instance, today, we created a superhero cartoon based on vitamins. And that's what I will say.
We did.
So that's what Tom Jenkins is getting.
TJ's getting that shit. And TJ Jenkins, asks us.
Tom Jenkins is getting vitamins whether he likes it or not, mate. That's what he's getting.
Yeah, you'll be vitamins right in your mouth, boy. he said, Is it about time I replaced Otamendi?
Or who we've all got.
Who we all have. And to be fair, bloody expensive. He says, what with the threat of rotation and lack of clean sheets recently? Any suggestions as to whom I should replace him with? Cheers, chaps.
Hashtag well, FBI. That's the thing, Otamendi, or as I like to call him, Lotterspendi. Am I right?
Wow. These names for the podcast are just coming out. Right? Otamendi, more like Lotterspendi. They'll love that on Twitter.
they've got City have got a horrible run of fixtures.
But they're City. So, there's no such thing as a horrible run.
Yeah, they might win the games, but no, because you can't say that. Because they might win the games, but they're not going to keep clean sheets,
No,
are
that's
they?
It, yeah. Because
they're not going to go the next five games getting
clean
sheets.
And I've noticed Otamendi hasn't really, again, last sort of four or five, six game weeks. So I've been struggling with him.
He's
very expensive.
His last, not including this game, obviously last because Arsenal game hasn't happened yet, but his last six is reads 2-2-6-2-1-2. And the reason he was brought in is because before that, it was 8-8-7-1-6-11-11.
He was doing really, really well for me before then. He was like guaranteed bonus points. But then so was Phil Jones, and I fucked him right off as well because he's a shit.
I would straight swap him for Davies at Tottenham.
Do you reckon?
Ben Davis is an absolute monster.
Yeah, because he's got he's playing in the game week. They've got Huddersfield, Bournemouth, and Newcastle.
Yeah,
right, done.
Also, can I just say Arsenal's run's nice, and I know we're all going to laugh at Arsenal shit, blah blah blah. But I think someone like Monreal might not be a bad shout.
Like loads of people have got him. He's just like such an injury risk at the minute.
Is he?
He's like every other. He's like on then off, then on then off. He just keeps getting injured, and then they've got. Man City in the next game.
Straight swap Davis, and obviously he's in the blank, isn't he? Davis, you'll answer for that as well.
Yeah, don't get Monreal.
But Monreal. Don't listen to Tom.
But from game week 32, he might be a good buy. They got their end of the season's pretty good, and he might be over his injuries by now.
Well, there you go.
But I think Robertson and
Leicester's run again is nice. Who's Leicester's top scoring guy?
Harry Maguire, 5.5 million.
Maguire. Yeah. I like that. Anyway, answering two questions in one. We've got a tweet from Leon Supermare, which I like. Any Prem... Leon, that's a Western Supermare.
Either that or he's just a really big horse.
Leon Supermare! Massive horse. Any Prem managers going to get ditched before the end of the season? And what are you lads watching on TV at the mo?
Well, there you go.
Hashtag huge horse. No, he didn't do that. Is anyone going to get ditched before the end of the season? Hopefully, Wenger. I wouldn't have thought so. Did you hear who's in? Apparently, lined up to take over for Wenger.
No,
I didn't want to. I didn't want to tell everybody, but the FBL podcast started to pay off.
Ashworth now represented by TV talent agent. They're working their magic straight away. It's Brendan Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently Arsenal fans are going mental, like, oh, it's ridiculous, it's a fucking... I mean, all they want to do is fucking moan. But...
Well, Rodgers is a good man manager. When you compared Rodgers' 3 years to Klopp's, in terms of results, there's no difference in terms of what they've achieved. Some would argue that Klopp's still building, but then some would argue well, Rodgers never got to finish the project that Klopp has, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he's not a bad manager. Like, players
I'd probably welcome anyone. I've been an Arsenal fan since I was, like, six. So, and we've had Wenger since, for, like, 22 years. So I haven't known another manager.
Yeah, I really haven't.
It's mental. I can't imagine anyone else there.
This is what Luke Kempner was saying when he came on, wasn't it? He was just like, well, this is all I know. This is.
I remember Bruce Rioch and I remember George Graham, but I haven't known anyone else for 21, 22 years. Well, quite literally, I haven't known anyone else for 21, 22 years.
Just kidding you, Rob.
But just kidding me off. But he's only half a man, really.
Rodgers is a good man manager. Like, he strikes me as someone who'd be a very good international manager. Like, he'd be a very good, if he had the England job, I think he'd be quite good. Like, Gerrard always says he loves playing for him. He managed to sort of, he's got all the qualities of that, but maybe not running a club. But he wouldn't be a disastrous choice.
I don't know,
it's
the same thing people said about Redknapp. It was like, when he took over at Tottenham and they were bottom of the league, then he got them into the Champions League and people were like, oh, well, he can't, you know, he's not a very good manager. He's just a good man manager. Well, isn't he fucking his job to manage a team of men?
This is actually what Redknapp says. Redknapp sort of came out after he's, you know, semi-retired and said, do you know what? There's not much difference in what we all do. He was like, you know, we can all go, oh, I'd love to sign Diego Costa, or, oh, yeah, Eden Hazard's a good player. You don't need to be brilliant to know that. He's like, when it comes down to it, it's what team you pick, what you say to them before they go out, and how you go about. And Redknapp kind of says he doesn't quite buy into the intricacies of a lot of what people sell you what the job is. He's like, he's like, if you swapped around the managers of all the Premier League clubs and swapped 20 for 1, 2 for 19, 3 for... He's like, the league would still end up roughly the same.
Yeah, it's probably true.
And Redknapp sort of said that. So actually, I agree with you, Ash. Like, there's enough people at a club when it comes to the chairman, the director of football, the coaches. You know, it's like Alex Ferguson never coached Man United. He never put the cones out and said, boys, this is what we're going to do today. He had staff who did that. The reason David Moyes failed is because he managed clubs where he was the guy who signed the players and the guy who ran the drills and the guys who blew the whistle at the bleep test. Like, he went to Man U and all of a sudden it was like, you don't need to do that, David. There's people who can do all this. Like, I agree with you. If you can man manage and you've got people around you, that is the job. That's half the job.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that, David. So he said to himself, all right, David, shall I stay in bed today, David? Yes, you can, David.
I used that quote on our Twitter literally today or yesterday. Because off topic again, not like us. Have you seen, you know, the Billericay manager?
Yeah, so crazy.
Do you know this, Ash?
Nope.
The Billericay manager's this, like, CrossFitted up steroid monster called Glenn Tamplin.
That is libelous. He's not on steroids.
Did you think I said steroid? No. I said
steroid. He's really
focused. Staring.
But allegedly, he's into staring. He's a big fella, and he owns Billericay, and he wants to get them into the Football League. They're in the Isthmian South, which is like one below Conference South. So they're a good standard of football. And they signed Paul Konchesky and Jamie O'Hara, and they signed all these. They're the ones who went viral because he's appointed himself as manager, and he was, before an FA Cup game, making them sing R. Kelly, I Am the World's Greatest. And they were all banging on the walls doing it. It was the cringiest thing ever. Paul Konchesky, a man who was capped by England, looked utterly mortified. And Roy Hodgson's still the worst manager he had. Anyway, he made a promise on social media saying, if we lose this game this weekend, I'll remove myself as manager. Someone else can run it and I'll just run the club. So they lost, true to his word. He sacked himself, but said he'd be staying on as assistant to the manager. Right?
That's amazing.
Then,
beautiful.
2 days later, they've tweeted saying, after a discussion, we decided that Glenn Tamplin should be reappointed until the end of the season. So he's appointed himself manager again after sacking himself. It's utterly mental. It's brilliant. I'm a Billericay fan.
Yeah. Anyway. I'd like to see. Do they need a sponsor? Hello.
I think we're a bit.
Gaffer tapes across them shirts.
If they've got Premier League players playing for them, might be out of our league.
I think so, yeah. I think that's probably it. But anyway, sorry, I went way off topic.
Give Jamie O'Hara a fiver, he'd be happy, wouldn't he? What's he up to nowadays?
Playing for Billericay,
mate.
But yeah. Anything else? What else did we answer?
What was the question he actually asked us?
Anyone going to get sacked before the end of the season?
So the answer to that is, having a look at the sacking odds, as we tend to have our finger on the pulse of this. So I don't know if it'll be by the end of the season, but I'd say historically, if you were to look through it, that every season someone gets sacked between now and the end of the season, I'd say. There's no way everyone
survives.
I think
it's likely to be just above the drop.
Who's on there?
Pardew's favourite heavily.
That's not surprising, is it?
But like he's 2-7, so like he is heavy favourite.
Surely they got to fucking do it now if they think.
Well, they've got to turn things around. But then again,
they've got easy fixtures coming up, so maybe
they have. And to be fair, the points between bottom and I don't know 17th. 16th, 15th, 14th. It's all very close.
I don't think chairman and board of directors play FPL, so they probably don't know the fixtures.
Yeah, that's right.
But like, I would say historically, there's probably never been a season where someone hasn't been sacked between March and May. I'd guess in the Premier League. So he's heavy favourite, and then second favourite. Do you want to have a guess who second favourite to get sacked is?
Is it Arsene?
It's not Arsene. It's Antonio Conte.
Is it?
Yeah.
Chelsea are one big thumping.
I don't think they'll fire him mid-season.
I don't think so either. I think the only one who would get binned between now and the end of season is Pardew. We need to stay up. We need some. And do you know who comes in? Someone like Harry Redknapp, who can give you eight games, and you know the old big Ron Atkinson, but less racist, allegedly. Did I say racist? I meant steroids. Oh my god!
Ron Atkinson's on steroids. It's good.
Who is any of the number of Leicester managers? I guess I've got to be
Ranieri.
Ranieri's busy. Nigel Pearson's a dick, so it's difficult.
Correct. Shakespeare's writing bloody plays, probably. Yeah. No,
him. Where is Ranieri then?
Ranieri is in France, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing quite well as well.
He's doing very well. He's doing a similar flights. Story of a middling French side, yeah.
He also asked, Leon Supermare. That seems like ages ago we said that.
Nantes. Yeah.
And what are you watching on TV? We were talking about that just before we were.
I'm actually watching Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on Netflix. It's quite funny.
Oh, yeah?
It's like it has song numbers in it. I like musicals. So
I'm getting through Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Best comedy on television.
6.5 series in so far. I finished Peaky Blinders and I hit a massive slump. I was finding myself going down the pub with Kidney Rob, popping on a flat cap and drinking whiskey.
And just slicing people up.
And then listening to it on the way home really loud in my headphones and walking down the alley because I have to walk down like a proper, really dark alleyway. I fucking want someone to fucking try it tonight. There's actually been some rapes in Windsor, so.
Down dark alleys by a flat capped man?
By order of the Peaky fucking Blinders. So let's do one more. Sorry, Ash, were you going to say what you were listening to?
The hipster choice of what you watch on TV. It's gone past Netflix now. That's too mainstream.
Can we talk about what you're watching when I came round the other
day? Craig probably watches that.
Yeah.
The
Drag Queen.
RuPaul's Drag Race, best entertainment show on television.
Oh, God. My wife's watching. What's it called? What's the spin-off YouTube?
Trixie and Katia.
Which is really good. I don't like RuPaul's Drag Race. It's too TV show.
I love Drag Race. It's phenomenal.
But have you started watching Trixie and the other?
No, not yet. I'm still watching really RuPaul good. All-Stars 3, but RuPaul's Drag Race is basically The Apprentice for drag queens, and it's fucking unbelievable, genuinely.
That the Trixie and Katia show is awesome. It's really good.
They're very funny.
Yeah. Slightly off. No, it's not off topic because that was the question.
We're all right. Have we got time for one more quick question, or is that us?
Let's do any other business.
Oh.
It's our new feature, isn't it? It's any other business / points of view. I wasn't quite sure what we were going to call it. I think we've gone with any other business.
Yeah.
But St. George on Twitter said...
Racist.
That sounds incredibly like the most racist Twitter name you could ever have. He said... Enjoyed the old school pod last week with
Thank
the returns.
God. Enjoyed the school.
I enjoyed the school. It's someone live tweeting us from a school. I've been in the lockers for 16 days. I enjoyed the old school pod last week with the returns of Dom, McStaney, and Mental Email of the Week.
Yeah.
All we needed was Bookies for Rookies, Neil versus Real, and the Danny Dyer and Ray Winston advert.
Oh my
now
god!
Now that St. George
retro.
Has obviously probably one of the oldest listeners we've ever had, because that was like series one.
That's proper.
When
retro.
We used to record on iPhones in Ash's house, back in the day.
On top of some board games.
On top of some board games. We used to stack his board games up. Goblin Bowl. I think that's where the Goblin Bowl thing. Yeah, just phone, press record. And we used to do little adverts for the pod.
Back when we liked each other.
When we used to be in a room.
Now we've got like a rider.
Drinking
and like,
Vimto. Yeah, now we're all like famous and that. We've got it written into our contracts that we will never, ever be anywhere near each other.
I was with some friends a while ago, like the last couple of months, and one of them said, oh, do you do a podcast then? And another one, who I didn't know had ever listened to the show, turns out he listens to it quite a lot. He said, oh, yeah, it's really good. The best thing they ever did was the, Ron to Jeremy in a bath.
Oh, God, yeah, that's good.
Oh, my God, we did an ad.
We did an ad for Ron to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Maybe we'll bust out some of those. Maybe the end of season. For the end of season special, we'll bust out the old advert somewhere.
We'll have to find him. Yeah.
Probably in a box in the garage or something.
Box in the garage. But yeah, the Danny Dyer and Ray Winston adverts, they were quite good.
Yeah.
It was when the Ray Winston bet 365 or whatever.
We'll dig them out. We'll dig some of that nostalgia.
Yeah, we'll dig them out. We'll dig them out
for the end of season, for an end of season special. Good questions. Good any other business. Remember, you can get in touch with us by email, info@thegaffertapes.com, or you can tweet us @thegaffertapes. Not just with questions and stuff, because obviously it's the end of season. A lot of you know what you're doing for the rest of the season. Just with comments, thoughts, things you like, things you don't like, just let us know. It's Tom's new feature, like Points of View. He's very passionate about it.
I'll always put something in every week.
Oh, it's going to be brutal as well.
Any other
it?
Business?
The next week, too, it's just going to be
people
sending Tom messages about double games week.
Any thoughts? Do you remember when you defamed Glenn Tamplin? Yeah, that stuff. Send it in. Yeah.
We did have another one for any other business. I know this is going well against everything, but Desperico Dan. Despacito Dan. Let's talk about Emrys Gary. He said Emrys Gary is such a bastard. Literally every time I think about Aubameyang now, my brain auto-translates it into that country-ass accented, totally clips of the heart melody. I'll never be the same again. I just realised that we had another
little bit.
I love that that's still happening. I love that. I check Twitter and it'll just be like a little retweet on it, or just like someone going, prick.
He's clearly American. The answer there is to stop thinking about Aubameyang, you dirty boy.
There
you go. Well, thanks, Despacito, Dan. Man. I don't think we've had a tweet from you before, so thanks very much.
Cheers. Yeah, I thought I'd read it.
Hope you're listening. Coming up in part three, we're going to look ahead to game week 29 with one eye on that scary-looking blank game week in game week 31. And we get to the quiz. It's only 1 point in it. It's Ash 14. It's Tom 13. And they're going to have to make some decisions as well as answer some questions. Ooh! All that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig as we come into the final part of this week's podcast. We have a quick look ahead to the fixtures that are coming up this week. And also we're going to chat a tiny bit about the blank game week in game week 31. And just quickly, Ash, before we do the fixtures, if you haven't already thought about the blank game week, is it too late? Have you fucked
it? No, it depends what... There's loads of options. Like, there's wild cards, chips, different things. Like, yeah, plus there's still...
If you haven't made your transfer this week, you've got three transfers left.
Yeah, and if you didn't use it, gives you four.
Yeah.
Plus, if you take a points hit.
Take a points hit. For four points, you could have five.
Yeah, and so that's probably going to be your whole
team. It's not too late. It's not too late.
No, and then people still, by the time it gets to it, won't have a full team.
That's true. And they'll be the idiots who don't think at all.
I'm actually coming round to the thing earlier. Maybe set your team up for the...
Triple game week.
The double game week. And then use your chip on it.
Yeah.
Which is, it's not what the professionals.
But there are no professionals. There'll be someone out there on Twitter going, I am the free hit chip master.
himself the chip master.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There will be. And we're like, well, it's never happened, mate. So.
Yeah. I abstain from the. For a hit chip, that's why they call me the chip monk.
Yeah, so you might be the chip master, mate.
Have
you ever
monk.
Talked to girls? No.
That's lovely.
The chip monk is nice. I like that, Ash.
That's really good.
You're the... Ash is the
FPL chip monk. You
that
see that?
That must exist.
FPL chat, I bet it does.
As of next, by next week, FPL, we should start sowing the seeds to find out if those people who come up with these ridiculous accounts listen to us.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Like FPL T-Rex and all those kind of ones. Yeah, they will do.
None of them are welcome on the podcast.
No, definitely not. But listen.
Listen and subscribe to Patreon.
The fixtures this week, the early kickoff, Everton getting a second chance to be entertaining on TV. They are away to Burnley, so maybe not likely.
That is a fucking
Have you still
thrill.
Got Walcott, Craig?
No.
I just brought him in.
Oh, no, I've still
You've
got...
just brought him in.
Well, before the Everton game.
I've still got him, but I've not been playing him. I've got slip it in the ass.
Of course you have.
The thing is, they've got Burnley, Bournemouth, and Stoke, and he's a
Brighton and Stoke.
Brighton, sorry, yeah, and he's a 31er.
Mm.
So I thought it's not the worst.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but that's not they're boring bad. As shit, aren't they?
Yeah, I have got slip it in the ass.
Someone like Nias, you might have a shout with Nias.
Yeah. Leicester play Bournemouth, Southampton at home to Stoke. Spurs have a home tie against Huddersfield, which you'll
it's
think
juicy,
captaining Kane is going to be a big one. But Liverpool are also at home to Newcastle in the late kickoff, so it's a toss-up of whether you pick Salah or whether you pick Kane might be the difference in league positions because everyone's got them both.
So pick the differential and go for Walcott.
Exactly, that's it. Swansea at home to West Ham, so pick Alfie Mawson. Watford are at home to West Brom. And then Sunday games, it's Brighton at home to Arsenal. Man City, Chelsea is the big one. And Monday night football is Palace versus Man United at Selhurst Park.
Not juicy.
Oh, see. Do you know who I fancy here? You've got to pick against West Brom, really. And I'm going to go, my little pick, Tommy's tip. Just put the tip in. Tommy's tip is Delafeu.
Nice.
Yeah.
I fancy that. I think he's a good lad. I wanted to get him in. I've got Decore. Because I didn't quite have enough money for Delafeu, but I like him as a little at home to West Brom. I think they'll run rampant. I think Deeney will do all right. But that sticks out for me. Watford at home. I'm going to go Delafeu, please.
That's Landlord. It. My lord.
What are you saying, boys? Ash?
I'm tempted by Antonio because I'm not
why
sure.
Why don't you just go out with him?
If what's going to happen with Swansea? Were they going to keep on their run or whether now the wheels have fallen off? It's only been one game. Also, quite tempted by Lukaku.
Yeah.
Because but it's the same last season. I think that's why a lot of people captain Kane, because Palace are awful.
Mm.
But then it didn't really work out. But I think Spurs, I can't remember if I saw the highlights or not. Were Spurs on top of them?
Yeah, but it wasn't an undeserved win, but no. I felt sorry for Palace.
Yeah.
The problem is they've got, Palace have got so many injuries, they can't field a squad.
Yeah.
So they're having to play Benteke and Sorloth, this new signing. That's a very immobile front line. So they're set up to just try and get a draw purely through depth because they don't have any.
Yeah, you're right, actually. So probably Lukaku isn't a good shot. One thing for Palace is they're probably not going to be easy to beat.
No, because they're not even trying to win these games. They're just trying to get through until they get people back fit. They're in all sorts of trouble. I'm tempted if he costs the same as Nias. I think Brighton will get a result against Arsenal, and I think Glenn Murray's going to be one of those where everyone drops him or leaves him on the bench because they've got Arsenal. But if a guy's scored four goals in four games, I don't think it matters who he's playing.
I don't think so. And Arsenal hemorrhage goals, no one's fucking business anyway.
I think if Glenn Murray starts this weekend, I think he scores a goal. And
I really have been looking at Murray, especially because I've got Ayew and he hasn't been provided. I know Murray's a little bit more, but
I think Murray gets a goal against Arsenal. And I think Brighton get a draw at least against Arsenal this weekend.
I tell you who's a bit of an interesting one. Mahrez or Vardy. Because their next five fixtures, the next four fixtures are really easy.
Earlier,
but they've got a blank week. But then if you get, say like this week, Bournemouth at home. Bournemouth are one of those hybrid teams where they're a bit attacking, like one of the good teams. But when they play somebody good, they're not so great.
They do concede.
So it sort of plays into Leicester's hands, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you can have Vardy alongside Kane and Firmino, whoever your other two are, then the guy's great. He scores against, it doesn't matter who he's playing against, he scores.
If you're going for the chip on the blank week strategy.
Yeah, bring them both.
Vardy's chip really good idea.
Blank week. Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's
blank game week.
That is advice from the chipmunk himself.
Yeah. And that is from, quite literally, hashtag FPL Chipmunk.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let us know.
Who was your little tip then for this week, Craig?
Murray. Murray's scoring against Arsenal.
Oh, it was Murray. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you now, he's scoring against Arsenal.
Scoring against Arsenal.
Yeah, so that is a little bit of look ahead to game week 29 and the blank game week on 31. Remember, you can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, your hashtag balls, to let us know what team you're going to be putting out.
I noticed that we get a lot less balls now at this stage of the season. And do you know what? Yeah. As someone who doesn't want to tweet their balls, because I don't want to lose to Craig, I'm not even calling for him, really. I'm not even thinking
but
about it.
If you want to, do always check your balls. And feel free to tweet your balls. And then obviously that'll be on Friday. And on Saturday night and Sunday night, once the bonus points have come in, Tom always asks us to send us your gaffer gif, hashtag gaffer gif, to sum up your
game.
That's
huge. Everyone loves gaffer gif.
Oh, they love it. People who never tweet us just tweet us once a week for their gaffer gif and send us a gif that sums up your game week so far. So keep an eye out for that. But for now, it's Ash's favourite part.
Ash was saying how much he hates the quiz. But next year, next season...
Ash is the quizmaster.
Yeah, next season, Ash...
Which is the best.
It's like our fifth season of recording.
It's like a comet. Comes around every 3 years and then it's fucking awesome. It's the highlight of everyone's year.
There you go.
Is that what a comet does?
It goes around very quickly.
What was the highlight of your year? You know that comet that we saw?
The comet can come around every 3 years.
It comes around every 3 years and lasts 9 months, the way that is. Yeah. That's different, isn't it?
Like Halley. Remember when Halley Bob's comic came round? And it was like, oh, it's going to be there. And then it lasted forever. It's just like one of my quizzes.
Yeah. That is to be true. Fair, your quizzes did last that forever. Is true. At least we'll give you that.
I keep mine brief. That is fair. But it's 14-13 Ash to Tom. Ash winning. Tom's just in the history of the gaffer tapes, Tom has never won a quiz.
I've never won a quiz. And that is true. And we had the conversation about who I finished above and stuff like that. Beat Craig twice, thanks very much. But I never won a quiz.
Never won a quiz, no.
Imagine if I won a quiz. Oh.
It's mainly because they're about football. That's the downfall.
Yeah. But the ones I do whiz are about like, oh, Seeker, they were the... do you remember the Seeker advert?
What I will say then, guys, as I introduce today's quiz, is it's not exclusively about football.
For fuck's sake,
yes.
So it's not necessarily... Now, quite often I'll quiz you guys. Ash struggles to remember people's names. So that's always a problem. Tom struggles it's the 90s or the last 3 years. Anything in between that is absolutely barren, like a man who had a head injury. He's lost everything in between.
Yeah.
And so we all know the classic, you know, any quiz, let's be honest, is all an homage to Question of Sport, right? They invented the sports quiz. And one of the most famous rounds in Question of Sport is where the teams get to guess home or away and they pick a question. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
So they say home or away. Home is a subject about their own sport, and away is about another sport. So this week, a bit similar to that, we're going to play home or away, or home and away.
Brilliant.
So how it's going to work is you've got individual questions. So you can pick home, and it will be a question that's to do with you, Tom. It might not just be about Arsenal. It just things that you know about.
Oh, amazing.
But you'll get 1 point for that. And Ash, there's 5 for you as well. Or you can pick away... And it'll be a question about anything. It could be anything, but that away is worth 2 points if you get that right. Or you can pick a question about home and away and you can get 3 points.
How weird is it that we were talking about neighbours earlier?
The whole time I was like,
long.
Oh my God. Home, you can go away, or you can go home and away.
And how many points is home and away?
3 points home and away.
Oh my goodness, mate.
Oh, this is going to be a slot. I've never seen an episode of home and away.
Can I just say already... This is the best quiz ever, and we haven't even played it.
You're not just going to pick home and away constantly, surely?
Well,
No. I like the idea of home questions catered for me. Yeah.
Well, the problem is, in my head, I'm thinking I'll just do 5 each, but that means, normally when you do these, you know how hard it is to write these quizzes and come up with them. In this one, there's going to be ones that aren't used, because I've got 5 home questions for each of you, I've got 10 away questions, and I've got home and away questions, so I don't...
Maybe we could put them on a Patreon-exclusive podcast.
Maybe that's it. So you're going to get 5 questions each, we're going to keep the scores going as we go along.
Yes.
You can pick home, you can pick away, or you can pick home and away, and I should say that if you get it wrong... It will be passed over to the other person, but just for 1 point, not for the value of the full points.
Okay, that's nice.
Okay, so Tom.
I'm going first. Oh my goodness.
Do
you know what? I'm going to start on a little home question, just to get the points rolling.
You're going
to
go home?
Just to get used to it. Just
okay.
Get the line.
And then, well, let's leave a lot more choice in your hands. There's 5 questions. Would you like number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Always 4.
Always four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question number four.
Lucky number.
It's what? Not what's your lucky number. Number four. No. Thanks very much. That's a point.
Tom, your home question for 1 point. What decade were the first sightings of the Beast of Exmoor?
Oh, it will be in the 70s.
That's correct. That's 1 point for Tom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, home, 1 point. He played it safe and he got a point. It's a good tactic. Maybe
79, I would say.
Maybe you should get more than maybe you should get more than five questions each. This could be fun.
This could be.
Ash, would you like to go home, away, or home and away?
Away.
He's going away. He's going for away. 2 points.
I felt like Phil Tufnell then when I went.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. Ash, could you pick a number between 1 and 8, please?
Six.
Six. Okay. Away question for 2 points. Nothing to do with either of you. Ash, in athletics, what is the last event of a decathlon?
The 100 metres.
That's incorrect.
I must say, I would have gone for that.
Yeah.
And you get to answer for a point now.
Do
Tom.
I get to go? Oh, is it 400 metres?
It's not, no. It is the 1,500 metres.
15. I knew it would be running. So, I thought it would be running. I could picture him.
So Ash took a risk and went for 2 points. He got nothing. So it's still 1-0 to Tom. Tom, would you like to go home, away, or home and away?
I'm going to build up. I'm going to go... So I did home. So I'm going to go away this time, please.
Okay, and what number would you like to pick?
Out of what?
It's 1 to 8, but Ash took 6, I believe.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to go 4 again. I'm going to go 4.
Okay. So... Oh, okay. This is tough. So it's a football question, but it's away. Okay. Tom, name one of the 3 players with the most yellow cards in the Premier League this season.
This season? Oh.
I only need to get one of them. There's 3 on the joint number. So name...
Oh, I only need to get one. Is it... Fuck. Is it Cresswell?
Cresswell is incorrect. There's a chance to steal for 1 point,
shit.
Ash.
Oh, fuck.
There's 3 shit. Players who have the joint number of yellow cards at the top this season in the Premier League.
I've definitely seen that. I'll know it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I think we might have done.
Fuck.
Whatever happens, I'm definitely going to ask you both your home questions once the quiz is over because they're quite fun and I think you'll like them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited.
So,
chance to steal, Ash. Most yellow cards?
I don't know, Kante.
No, it's a good guess, though. Solid guess. It's not Kante. So the 3 are, you weren't far off, Tom. You had a West Ham fullback, but it's Zabaleta.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
That would have been it. I think we talked about it.
Zabaleta, Oriel Romeu, and Emre Can.
Emre Can, really?
So Ash, it's still 1-0, Tom, but it's Ash's question. Ash, would you like to go home, away, or home and away?
Home, please.
Home. And 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
1.
Number 1. So number 1 is football related, and it's West Ham related. Ash, Marco Arnautovic is West Ham's record transfer fee paid. But who is your record transfer fee received? Who have you received the most money for?
Oh, I wonder if it's still someone really retro.
I feel in this kind of importance, I can't give any clues. I don't think Tom would like it.
It's going to be really obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's never obvious when you're the one being asked the question in this scenario.
I know, the pressure.
Are we going to have a time limit?
Have we ever had a time limit on the pod?
Yeah. Record transfer fee, yeah. So it's going to be one of the players that played for us?
It is.
And he was a West Ham player.
Yeah.
And he was male.
Yeah.
And he played...
Do you know? Come on, give us a name, Ash.
Come on. This is silly.
I don't know. Lampard.
Not that. I think Lampard was top 5, though.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'd like to provide an answer, but now I'm thinking, did he go on a free? Martial?
What?
Who?
Oh, no, that's not even who I meant.
There's no point. There's no point. So you said Martial.
No, that's not even who I meant.
No, that's your answer.
No, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, that's not your point. No point. I'm afraid the answer was Dimitri Payet.
Payet, that's what I meant!
I didn't even think...
That's what I meant!
Why, he didn't even go
for... Did I say Martial? I said Payet, I meant Payet!
Yeah, there's no point.
That's everything.
I did...
So angry.
No point.
Payet!
Because he didn't even go for that much. I can't imagine.
It was surprising, because actually it's only 25 million, but I think that's the most received, yeah. Lampard was third or fourth, though, for 11 million, so it just shows.
I was thinking, what's his name? And I was picturing the tweet that we did... The Ronaldo tweet, and I was like,
Shows how financially mismanaged West Ham have been. They've got no return on investment on their players.
On any of those players.
Yeah.
Van Dijk was, was he, 70 million?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Where's West Ham's big signings? They're a big club. Crazy.
I God, I'm so angry with myself.
So, Tom, it's still 1-0. Are you going to go home? Are you going to go away? Are you going to go home and away?
I want to go home and away.
For 3 points. He's going for 3 points.
I'm so angry. I do apologise for shouting. I really shouted. Hurt my throat.
It's okay. And what number are you going to go for? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
I'm going to go number one, please.
You're going to go for number one. Okay, let's have a look for number one. Oh, it's tough. You've got to earn your money in home and away for 3 points. What year did we take our first visit to Summer Bay?
Oh.
And remember, this is guessable. If you get this wrong and Ash just guesses a year, the 3 points.
91?
That's incorrect. Ash, for stealing
94.
A point. It's not 94. It was earlier. It was 1988 we took our first visit to Summer Bay.
I thought if it wasn't 91.
So still 1-0 to Tom. Ash, would you like to go home?
Okay.
Well, you were unlucky because you got the football question in your home one last time. Would you go home, away, or home and away?
I'm going to go home again.
It's going home again. And what number would you like?
2.
Number 2. Ash, in Pokemon, what colour, and forgive me for my pronunciation, is a Charizard?
Oh, he's going to know it.
Red.
Well, it's home.
I'd say, or maybe you'd say orange. It's really orange.
The actual description is actually an orangey red, so you're bang on.
Oh, wow. I was going to say...
So that is a point. That
You're
is a point
lucky.
For Ash Charizard. Well, it's home. He went home. He played safe. So it's 1-1. We've had 3 questions each, I believe. Maybe if it's still a draw, instead of a tiebreaker, we just keep doing sudden death. Tom, would you like to go home away?
Do you know what? I'm going home and away again. I'm doing it.
He's going home and
away.
I'm
going to know an answer
again. Okay, Tom. What number would you like? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Number 2, please, Craig.
Okay, number 2. How many biological children did Irene have?
Oh.
What? What?
Do you know what? I'm going to say none.
That's incorrect.
Oh!
Ash?
God.
One?
Is correct. It is
God!
One.
Oh, my God. She used to adopt everyone, didn't she?
Oh, my God.
So
I had no idea what the question was about, and I would have said 8 as a guess.
So it's
and
a point.
I nearly said one. I was like, she must have had one. Did she have one? Was Sally her daughter?
No, I've got the name somewhere. It wasn't Sally. That's 1 point to Ash. He doesn't get the full 3. But that was the 4th question round we're on. So it's 2-1 to Ash. And
I
it's
can't
Ash,
believe it.
And it's if Ash's question. Ash, would you like to
go home again?
Of course he is. He's got the game now. He gets the game now.
Oh, I'm so angry.
He gets the game now. Home. Okay, and Ash, what number would you like? You've used...
1, 2, 3.
You'd like 3?
I'll keep it simple.
Okay, Ash. And there's 2 possible answers I'm going to give you out of fairness, and Tom has a similar question in his, so it is fair.
Yeah.
Ash, who headlined UFC 100? I'll give you 2 fights.
Oh! Who headlined?
Well,
what was the last fight on?
Well, I can tell you it was, probably the whole thing.
Go on.
But one of them was Lesnar.
Yeah, I need both fighters.
Oh, both fighters?
Yeah, I need who the actual fight was.
God, I can't think of his name for fuck's sake.
Right,
well,
sorry,
this
is driving me mad. Come on. We've got to have a time limit. Come on.
He hasn't taken that long on it. There's two fights I'm going to give. But you only need to get... if you finish that fight, Ash, the point's yours.
Oh, the guy with black curly hair who was in a motorcycle accident and beat him in his first fight where he got him in a leg lock. Tom, you know who I'm talking about. That's got to
count.
I'm not giving you his whole bio. Can I tell you, if it's not right,
but I tell him who it is...
Is that not who fought in UFC 100?
But don't remember. You've got to remember, Ash, if you don't get this right, it passes over to Tom for a point.
Yeah. Or the other event, GSP fought and hurt his leg, and Bisping fought.
I just need one of the two.
What?
I'm giving
it's up
you...
to you for the time limit, Craig. That's what I'm saying. We've
I'm
got
giving,
listeners back.
I'm giving you
30% of game
I'm
down.
Giving, you've got to name a complete fight of the last 2 fights as I'm giving you.
Can I not just name one person from each fight?
No, exactly. You
again?
Can't. So I need you to complete one of those fights now, Ash, or I pass it over to Tom.
Okay, I'm going to say... because he knows it, for fuck's sake.
Of course he knows it, but then you knew how many kids Irene had.
Yeah, exactly. We're all playing to our strengths, mate.
So come on, Ash, who is it?
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
No, shut up.
Lesnar and...
Mir.
Oh! It's because he said Lesnar and.
How does that help?
Oh.
And besides,
of course it does. Lesnar me.
Last time we were playing, there was something you forgot and you obviously knew it and I said give it to him. You knew. I just gave Mir's whole life history.
It was Lesnar Mir anyway.
And I tried to put you off and I went, am I allowed to say if it's wrong?
Oh, you're such
and
a cunt.
It was George St. Pierre, Thiago Alves. It was Michael Bisping, Dan Henderson.
Yeah, I wouldn't have given you Bisping Henderson.
John Jones, fucking.
That was the third
Stephen
build
Bonner.
Fight. Listen,
give me the old bloody card, mate.
Listen, after four questions, it's now 3-1 to Ash.
Yeah.
And we're on the last question, Tom.
I've got to go home and away, mate. As simple as that.
As a sentence, that's brilliant. Okay, so he's going for home and away. This is played out exactly as I wanted to. What number would you like? You've had three and you've had five.
I'm so angry with myself about pie, I think. I've had.
I can't remember
two,
what
you, by.
Is it? I can't remember what numbers. I've got three.
I think
questions.
I've had one or two. So I'll have number three, please.
Okay. Okay. I think this is gettable.
Come on.
What was Summer Bay High principal Donald Fisher's nickname? I think you know. I knew this one. You need this for to be staying in it, mate.
Oh, it's gonna kill me because I don't. The only thing I can think of is the fish, but I don't know if it's Donald Fisher. Oh, I can picture him.
Yeah, one arm.
They all, then, yeah.
Got a little bit of a limp.
I can picture him.
You remember him, he drove in the silver car?
Are you picturing Frank Mir?
Yeah.
I'm going to just say fish.
It's not fish. Ash, I mean, you're not going to get this.
What's his name?
Donald Fisher.
Stonefish.
No. They used to call him Flathead. Flathead. Do you not remember that?
No.
He's so gutted. And then, so Ash, good. That is, you've actually won, Ash. But would you like your last question?
Yeah, victory lap.
We all lose out because I'm not going to talk now.
Would you like home away or home and away?
Finish with a home and away. Please let him try and answer a home and away.
All right then, Ash, you can have a home and away. Ash, who plays Alf Stewart and was also the voice of Foster in the 90s?
What are you talking about? That's barely not even words. Frank Mir.
Correct, close. It was Frank Mir, no. Do you know that one, Tom?
No, I don't know. I can't remember
Ray,
his name.
Ray Meagher was his name.
Meagher.
Listen, I had to make home and away hard.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I'm annoyed with myself with a pie.
Do you want, I said
Martial.
Give us some home questions and we'll just battle them out quick.
I'll do quick. I'm glad
you
didn't
what's
go.
What's the score first? 15-13 now.
Yes, 15-13. Yeah. I'm glad you
Can
didn't.
We have a point for each?
No, definitely not. I'm glad you didn't do the away ones because the away ones are quite boring. But Ash, to finish off your home ones, your questions you didn't pick, Ash went for the clever topic of just playing safe and stealing your points. Ash, what year was the video game Portal released was one of them.
It's quite difficult to remember the year for that kind of thing.
It is, but...
That's quite far away.
2008, maybe?
I was going to give or take a year for that, and it was 2007, so yeah, you got that. Okay. You would have got a point. And the other one was, what goes in a white Russian?
Oh, that's... I'm going to go for Kahlua milk vodka as I'm drinking one.
Are you? That would have been a home question.
Literally drinking one.
Tom, yours were Arsene Wenger is subject of a Wenger out campaign, but who did he replace all those years ago?
Bruce Rioch.
Yep, you'd have got a point. Who headlined UFC 200?
Oh, it was Cormier Anderson Silva, wasn't it?
It was not. You would not have got a point for that. There was a lot of...
It's Lesnar Hunt.
It was Lesnar Hunt and Nunes Tate I'd have given you points for because there was only cancellations. Your other one was in 2014, you went to the Edinburgh Festival, but who won the Edinburgh Award that year in both Best Show and Best Newcomer?
John Kearns.
And do you know who won Best Newcomer? Oh, I wouldn't have made you do both.
Oh, John Kearns definitely won the Best Show.
He did.
Because I saw it. Bloody brilliant. And Best Newcomer. Oh, that is interesting.
He's famous now because he has a famous girlfriend. It's Alex Edelman. Alex Edelman. Catherine Ryan's fella.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And then your last one was The Rock was a big part of the WWE Attitude Era. But what name did he wrestle as before he became The Rock?
Rocky Maivia.
Rocky Maivia. You'd have got a point.
Should have played it safe. God damn it. But I took one for the team to be entertaining.
You swung for the fences and went for home and away. My favourite moment is you went, I'm going to have to go home and away, aren't I?
Yeah. I'm going to have to go home and away, mate.
I think.
But there you go. That was home or away or home and away.
Lovely. I enjoyed that.
Which was a bit fun, especially with talking about neighbours earlier. But hopefully you did okay there. If you'd like the questions, Patreon subscribers, the other questions that weren't used, I'll pop them on the little Patreon bit for you. You can do a little quiz.
Post it to
and let you know how you got on. I know it was a bit of a long one. It's because we've been away for a week. It's off on the way. And Ash took 17 minutes to think of Frank Mir. But he would have won. He would have won
so
anyway.
Annoying.
But please do get in touch. Remember, you can email us info@thegaffertapes.com. You can follow us on Twitter @thegaffertapes. And you can obviously go over to facebook.com/thegaffertapes. And as we said earlier, if you want to go and have a look on Patreon, get some exclusive podcasts, you can subscribe to us there for about £5 a month for some cool extra stuff and be part of the Gafferazzi. That'd be cool. But yeah, that's pretty much it for game week.
That's
29,
it.
I'll get it right this time. We're heading into game week 28-29. Arsenal City, obviously the last game, but by the time this goes out, City will have won 4-0 again. But good luck in the next game week. Any final thoughts, lads?
We'll have to arrange a Gaffer Tapes meet-up, first of all, for the last game of the season.
Yeah, sure.
And before that, because it's quite a while, maybe one in the next couple of weeks, I'll try and remember to sort out.
Yeah, just go for a chippy or something. Just, you know,
yeah, why not?
Game of dominoes. But yeah, we will. Maybe we'll have a bit of a meet-up for the last game of the season. We can all watch our FPL seasons burn in front of us as the last game goes ahead at 3 p.m. So we'll try and do that. But we'll keep you posted. But yeah, otherwise, thank you very much for listening. Good luck in the game week. We'll see you next week. So thank you very much. And goodbye.